Pass the plate up. We have the famous miso. The famous miso with Korach challenging Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership. And Moshe Rabbeinu approaches this challenge and he challenges back Korach, who spoke. Korach is challenged back that if you're right, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, if you're right, so you'll die a natural death on a bed. And if I'm right, says Moshe Rabbeinu, the earth will open up and swallow you alive. Now we have to understand, why was that the challenge? The way to prove Korach's right or wrong? The way to prove whether Korach was doing the Shem Shemayim, was doing it for his own sake, or doing it for the sake of lives. Secondly, is an interesting Chazal. The Chazal says in the Gemara in the Dorim that when Moshe Rabbeinu challenged Korach, he said, "If you will die a natural death." So the Lashon of the Pasuk is very interesting. The Pasuk says. If you will die, like everybody dies, a natural death, and the Gemara in the Dorm Laflamet Testament base says like this, Remez lebikur choylem in HaTorah. Where's the remez for the mitzvah of bikur choylem? To visit somebody that's sick, there's a mitzvah of the Torah called bikur choylem. Where's the remez for that mitzvah? Shenemim kemois kol ha'odom yemusun eil from our pasuk. The remez of kol Torah kula for the in of bikur choylem is from our pasuk by Korach. And then kemois kol ha'odom yemusun eil. If you'll die the natural death, if you'll das kol ha'odom yipogel aleya, means people will come to visit you like a person that's sick. People will come to visit him. Lo Hashem shlochoni. Then Hashem didn't send me. But if you die the way that unnatural, you take it from the world, earthquake, the earth opens up and swallows you up. What's it called? They have today these unbelievable sinkholes, right? Just read, the sinkholes that open up and mama swallow the person underneath. Then Hashem shlochon. What is Bikur Cholim got to do with this whole parasha? But this is the place to remember Bikur Cholim, like many. Talk to Benny Shai, the Gemara in the Dharma Gevaldik of Horror of Hussein. His Gevaldik of Horror answers both of our questions. He says, unbelievable Shai. He says like this, Korach's Taina, what was his Taina of Hussein? What was Korach's agenda? What was Korach's point? He was trying to prove that Moshe Rabbeinu is causing terrible Piru in Klal Yisrael. Terrible rift he's making in Klal Yisrael. Because of his nepotism, he's appointed all his friends, all his family, for the jobs of Klal Yisrael. This nepotism, this, you know, appointments that he's making is causing a rift. Everybody's seeing that he's out for his own agenda, he's out for himself, out for Klal Yisrael. And I'm trying to call it the Kulam Kedoshim, we're all equal. I want to promote Achdus. Pearl was telling me, let's get make a kumzitz, kulam kedoshim. Yisrael Hashem. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu said, we'll make a bonfire. If Taka is an embassy after, so we'll just have a regular bonfire. If not, they'll be the bonfire. No, but the Maisa, what's the. That was Pearl's time, the Betzim, Zokh to Benishchai. Korach was blubbering. He was screaming. His war cry was, Achdus, give me an Aleph. I'm here for Achdus. Moshe Rabbeinu is making a terrible rift. He's making this one, but everybody's jealous. I'm here to bring, there should be Achdus. Klai Yisrael has to be for Achdus. Moshe Rabbeinu is ruling the Achdus. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, yeah. Is that true, Korach? If you'll die a natural death, and people will come to visit you, that the Yisoid of Bikur Choylim is good for that Yisoid of Achdus. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants that people should, Rachman Son, get together, there should be Achdus between Yisrael. That was the first Gemara. Gemara says, in Brachos Gav Yud, that the Gemara said there was a rift between Chizkiah HaMelech and Yeshaya HaNavi, and there was a rift between them. So the Gemara says that Hashem wanted them to get together to discuss it, but they were in a little bit of a argument, a disagreement. So what did he do? He made one of them sick. Yeshaya became sick, and he had to come visit him. That was to bring the rift together. When a Chas V'Shalom person gets sick and people come around to visit him, that matzav of Bikur Choylim is what brings about tremendous achdus. So Zok Moshe Rabbeinu Gavalu to Ben Yishchai. You're proffering, you're timing, you're being machris. I'm Efrachdus. Moshe Rabbeinu is causing Pirut. If it's true, Zok Ben Yishchai, then you'll die a natural death, people will come to visit you, and you'll be going Achdus in his Nisim. But if the earth opens and takes you away, and no one has the opportunity to visit you, forget, that's the biggest raya that you're going Pirut. What's the raya? Because you were nifrat from Klai Yisrael, you were pulled away from the cow. Not you're helping to promote Achdus, you're being taken away from the cow. You're Mela, Zot Ben Yishchai. That was good for the Yisrael. That's what the remnants of Bikur Choylim is over here. But this was the Shaka Vitaria of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why he gave him. This was the challenge. This was Moshe Rabbeinu's challenge back. And Briya Yivra Hashem be taken away from the Kahal. He bugged the Mitocha Edara, be taken away. And forget, that will be the biggest sin that you were out for Pirud and you weren't out for Achdus. And the Yisrael, how do we know a person's out for Pirud or he's out for Achdus? Achdus can only be accomplished if the agenda is not. I'm not focused on my own agenda, my own ego. Achdus can only be accomplished when the ego is not there, is pushed aside of it. The only way Achdus can be met when there's an ego, when there's an agenda of how getting my, even a person can come with the biggest banner, yeah, he's out for Achdus, he wants to end the whole Pirud to this, to be together, this thing. He's out for his whole family to be together. He's out for Shalom Bayit. He wants everything geschmack, everything should be Achdus, Achdus, Achdus. Deep down, it's all a personal agenda to get what he wants. Very much a lot of times you see that, but that person's like promoting Achdus. But the agenda, deep down, is his own agenda. And this was Korach's own agenda. He tried to cover it up with this kind of Achdus, everybody's Kedoshim. It should be higher levels, there should be people appointed, because that promotes kinna. At the end of the day, that was all his personal agenda, when he was Mekane, he was jealous, he wanted more covered, and that brought about the terrible destruction of Korach Vahadasa, because of the agenda of really, not Achdus, but my own personal agenda, Rabbosai. And this is so important, Rabbosai, for any relationship, Rabbosai. We have to realize in life, we're going to have relationships, very, very deep relationships, close relationships, whether they're roommates, whether family members, marriage, all different types of relationships. In order for relationships to work, of course, there's only one way. You have to get the ego out of there. And somehow, get it out of there! The ego. Once the ego's in there, it's gone. And once the eyes are in there, that's, you have your iPod, your iPhone, and your eye. Everything. At the end of the day, once the eyes are in there, the Once I forget about the relationship, it's going to be very, very hard on the relationship. Like Rashawn used to say when people came to him, two couples, he said he's too strong bias a lot of times in the house, and he come to him, and the mice, she used to always say over to tell that they used to come to him, and they had to say, she would say, you dated for so long, you went out, you're married for a few years already, or even if they were married for a few months, whatever, they already have problems. He said, what's the problem? You dated for such a long time, and we both liked each other, but, well, we don't see eye to eye right now. And Sean Bruce used to say, what was in, you know, maybe he said also the other, but what I was saying, but he used to say, you don't see eye to eye. So I said, Sean used to say, yeah, but the only look was one eye. And only in order but also, you saw this because if you don't see eye to eye, there's a certain eye to eye with the, not the eyes, but the eyes. The letter I. Don't see eye to eye, that's the power of this. I don't see eye to eye. You used to say, oh, Vart, the difference between united and untied is where you put the eye. Right? Because either united or be untied. That's where you put the eye of this. Where you put the eye. The eye is the important thing of us. If the eye, if the person has so much his focus on his eye, his own, what he needs, his agenda, his getting ahead, his and that, and he's not ready to see the other person's, you know, life, not to see the picture of the whole union of the family, whatever it is, it's a very serious problem of us. A serious problem of us. Prayer has to be nifra from the cloud of us, because he had his own prayer. It was all about himself, the etzah. He was kind of for himself. He saw whatever it is, the reason why he saw the people of HaKadosh, he was greater, whatever it is, but he saw it was the personal ego of us. And that's why how his wife got started. He said, oh, how much of this waved you around, look what they're doing. It started to go with his personal ego. When a personal ego gets involved with us, it's so dangerous with himself. It's so dangerous. You can't be successful. You can't be successful. You have to be totally dedicated to the other person's success, dedicated to the other person's ratzon, but if you're focused and your mind is only occupied with what I need, what is that? It's doomed to failure. And you come back in 10 years with a Rebbe, oh, this and this and that, you're so right. I don't have to be right with this. I want you to remain, I want you to remain united, not untied. You have to be really focused, but it takes play out. There's a lot of strength there to work on it. It's not easy, because everybody wants to be successful. A person has to feel good about himself. That Kodesh Baruch Hu does everything for himself, and has to realize that Avada has to feel good about himself, and that he's successful, and he's good, he's a good person, and he has to worry about his own shtag. But the same thought goes that he has a successful life, great achdus, that it's only created by learning to waver your ego. And the more a person works on that, person, that's why yeshiva life is so important. Because a lot of times you involve this and that, and the ego gets involved, and you can't back down because your ego is involved. And once your ego is involved, that's it. You know, my ego, I have to win, I have to be the one who did it, who has won. And this, and the silver shoulder, it's terrible. It's a problem to show me that could be a terrible destruction to the marriage. Destruction. I'm telling you, the mice of it. These are all the problems. Problems today, Rahman, so you're hearing left and right. Divorce, separated, married for a few months, a few years, they're separated, divorced, left and right. One you saw it. Needless. And the problem with the honor is that everybody wants to get their way. If you want to get your way, it's not going to go anywhere. You saw it, that's love for us. Any hatzlach in a marriage is learning to waver your ego. It's hard to bite your tongue sometimes because you want something so badly. Sometimes you want your way to go and able to waver it. That's where you can have hatzlach in a marriage. So that's what's going on in a relationship. It's difficult. It's very difficult sometimes. But that's not hatzlach. And those who heed my call and work on it now will have. Days Hashem, those who don't, it's doomed to failure. But I'm telling you right now, doomed to failure. There's no way, unless a person gets the most unbelievable woman that doesn't, you know, she does it, which is not the mimsa today. But you get the most unbelievable person who just, which is also no good, because they harbor sometimes feelings of a hatred, but of discontent, a discontented life, because the husband is stepping over, and the whole agenda is on him, and it's nothing about the family. So we have to work very hard on this media of Versailles. If you learn it properly, if you understand it properly, to learn how to waver our eyes of Versailles, push the eye away and become weak. And the Israel Hashem is born, we go into a tremendous after for Versailles. That's the top of the Lord's Bible. Ki'ish echad b'leiv echad. How is it possible? Ki'ish echad b'leiv echad. How is it possible? How is it possible that ki'ish echad b'leiv echad? It's only because I'm worried for you and worried for myself. There's only one prayer, one zapper. It's the only way. They say a great story, I'm just ending with Nassim Tzvi Finkel Zatzah. You probably heard it, but he once got together full of the biggest, richest Balabati. Oh, very, very, you know, very, very big, wealthy businessman. Mamish from the top elite of America. And some of them weren't even so religious. And he was sitting by the table, and they were all sitting around him, seeing him shaking from his Parkinson's. And he lost his feet, and he said, "Gentlemen, I have you together. I want to ask you a question that I hope you'll be able to answer me." And he's shaking away, and they're just to see him was a very good topic, but they didn't want to know what he's going to answer. And I would like each one of you to give me an answer. So, it's interesting. He's an old grown man, very successful, Davis. Sitting on the table looking at Nassim Tzvi, and Nassim Tzvi, giving that, they feel like in a fair when he's asking a question. And he says, "Gentlemen, can you tell me, what is the lesson of the Holocaust? What is the lesson of the Holocaust?" So they're all sitting around, shaking, they don't know what to say. What are we going to say to this man, This guy says, determination, and the Jewish people, never again, never again, we learn from this and that. Says, "Gentlemen, you have it all wrong." He said, you know what we learned from the Holocaust? He said, "There's many stories how the people in the Holocaust that only had a little food for themselves, or they had a blanket, and instead of taking for themselves, the freezing cold, the gas chambers, the ghettos, they would push that blanket and share with somebody else. Jews who had nothing in life. They went ahead and they pushed their blanket to someone else. They gave their food to somebody else. That's what we learned from the Holocaust. How much these Yidden who had nothing came out for themselves, they gave it to somebody else. It tells that when a person gives us something, it's not for the purpose for ourselves, but it's to share with somebody else. Gentlemen, that's the lesson that we learned from the Holocaust. Meeting for being, and it was the lesson was teaching them. And whatever you have in this world, you have to want to share with somebody else. It's not about yourself. This world's not about ourselves, of course. It's a mistake. It's a horror toward us. And just be worried about myself, of course. The greatest feeling, of course, you'll ever have in your life, of course. I'm telling you now, you have to realize the greatest feeling you have is when you share with yourself, you share your knowledge with somebody else. You share your stuff with yourself, share with somebody else. You realize in yourself, you feel happy. When you take for yourself, in that moment, you might satisfy your pleasure. But the feeling of greatness, the feeling that really touches the soul, so when you share with somebody else, you do for somebody else, you're going to say, that's the tachas of the breed of Yisrael. You deserve to understand that Yisrael, you deserve to please Hashem. It's not good to be alone in this world. Why? I can't share with somebody else, you're going to say. You deserve to learn that Yisrael and share, and understand that we're not created for our own ourselves, but to share with others. Zilchata, unbelievable, see, after Shmaya in our lives.